I am Phil Neve for WRCO Sports. River Valley won 3-1 over visiting Darlington in high school volleyball Tuesday night. The non-conference duel between the SWAL and the Southwest Conference teams saw the Redbirds win the first, 25-20. The Blackhawks snapped back to win the next three by scores of 25-10, 25-11, and 25-20. Senior Ella Myers led the way as River Valley caught fire in the second. She had 7 kills and an ace. Senior setter Josie Mahoney added 13 assists in the second set on the way to River Valley's most lopsided win. Other highlights were junior Bella DeVinny's 3 aces in the third set. It was the final tune-up for the Blackhawks before a trip to Prairie du Chien, which opens conference play on Thursday. River Valley hopes to be one of the top league teams this year, as they are sporting 8 seniors and a great deal of court time back from previous seasons. Darlington will open league play Thursday night against Cuba City. In JV action Tuesday night, River Valley outdueled the Redbirds 3-2. The Blackhawks won the third set 26-24 to take the match. Riverdale stayed hot in the early part of the season. They've had a good start after a 5-2 campaign at just a game Fieldhouse to start the year. They knocked off Iowa Grant to start SWAL conference play 3-0. Also, it was Seneca over Wazika Steuben in 3, and DeSoto won by sweep over North Crawford. Kickapoo and Ithaca postponed until a later date. Viroqua won in 4 over Westby. Mount Horeb swept Dodgeville. Mineral Point, winner by sweep over New Glarus. River Ridge, 3-2 over Benton. Schulzburg swept Belmont. 3-0 Barneveld over Judah as well. And Sauk Prairie beat Baraboo 3-0. In high school soccer last night, River Valley lost at Jefferson. That final score was 3-1. Richland Center traveled to Wisconsin Heights and lost 6-1 to Wisconsin Heights Barneveld. The Hornets' goal was scored by Landon Williams on a corner kick taken by Cody Pauls. The Hornets play the home opener Thursday evening against Dodge Point. Kickoff time for varsity will be at 5 o'clock. Also a win for Lake Mills over Dodge Point, 9-0 last night. Lodi over Reedsburg, 4-0. Wisconsin Dells, 5, Aquinas, 1. Milton beat Baraboo, 3-2 in high school soccer. Turning to some scores from last night on the course at Quail Run. The playoff for the league championships was held on Tuesday night. Team 2, winner of the first half, played Team 4, winners of the second half. Team 4 held off Team 2 by a narrow margin of 51 to 45 points, and they are the 2026 Men's League champions. Members of Team 4 are Rod Reitz, Steve Swanson, Pat Metz, Dan Prohaska, and Jeff Frazier. Simultaneously last night, the low net shootout also took place. 10 golfers with the lowest average net scores competed in a sudden death hole-by-hole playoff. First place, congratulations, Ken Hansen. Peter Lawrence was second. Wally Wachter third. Steve Shashina and Mel Cook, along with Gage Wirtz, finished fourth. Dale Mortimer seventh. Willie Degner eighth. Jarrett McDonald, 9th, and Brett Montre, 10th. They'll see everyone next spring when the days start getting longer again. Thanks for everybody who took part in Quail Run Tuesday Men's Golf League action during the week and the weeks. And again, congratulations to Team 4. Major Bowling League action from earlier this week. Series high, Cardinal CG, 2,707. Quail Run Golf Links, 2,698. New York Life, 2,692. Team Game Honors went to the Phoenix Center, a 981. Vitesnik Power Sports, 975. Vanity Fur Grooming, a 950. Nate Peck had the high series, 655. Corey Davis, 645. Colton Bartow had a 639. Congratulations, Nate Peck. 82 over average in a 300 game. Congrats on that accomplishment. Corey Davis had a 246 and Brandon DeBeichler with a 234 in Major Bowling League action. On the state of Wisconsin scene, the Cubs jumped out on top, building a 3-run lead, only to have the Brewers come back to win 9-4. Christian Yelich and Joey Ortiz had home runs, and Antonio Senzatella claimed the victory in relief. Yelich says they had to hit the ball well.
Yeah, you know, they're a really good team. They got a great offense, and, you know, on days like today where the wind's blowing out, you can never score enough runs. So we knew even though we were up, we have to keep adding on and keep trying to create some distance there. And, you know, the guys kept having really good at-bats. So we were able to kind of stretch the lead out a little bit, and a big win for us.
Manager Pat Murphy talked about his talk with Yelich.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to war with Yelich today, and he was gonna, you know, I knew what kind of effort I was going to get. So he's been through a lot, and he might doubt himself at times, but he also knows there's a side of him that's pretty darn special, you know, and careful if he gets hot.
The Cubs were held to a half dozen hits after getting all of those hits and home runs the night before. Milwaukee's starter for tonight's game will be Jacob Mizorowski. Elsewhere in the National League, St. Louis 13-8 over the Dodgers, Philadelphia 7, Arizona 1, Pittsburgh 13-12 over San Francisco, Washington 9, Atlanta 5, Cincinnati 4-3 over San Diego. In the American League, Cleveland 6, Toronto 1, Seattle 9-6 over Boston, Minnesota 15, Detroit 2, Texas 8-5 over the Athletics, White Sox 5, Houston 1, the Yankees 7 and the Angels 3. Interleague play, Tampa Bay 6-2 winners against the Mets, Miami 6, Kansas City 3, Colorado 4-2 over Baltimore. It's a term that has been used often in the NFL, running back by committee, but it has never been more accurate with veteran Josh Jacobs on the commissioner's exempt list and facing possible suspension. The Packers are ready to go. ClutchPoints.com reports that head coach Matt LaFleur says he can rely on Pierre Strong. Third-year back Marshawn Lloyd will try to be the back seen in training camp and not the guy who missed the vast majority of the last two seasons. Caleb Johnson isn't fast, but he is powerful. Chris Brooks is a known talent, and nobody knows when or if Jacobs will be back. Former Badger tight end Owen Daniels has joined the John Mackey Award Selection Committee. That 12-member group selects college football's most outstanding tight end each season. It's aimed at preserving the legacy of Pro Football Hall of Fame member John Mackey. Daniels played 10 seasons in the NFL. BadgerWire.com reports the committee considers performance, leadership, and the overall impact a tight end has on the game. And CBS NFL analyst and former Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo has pleaded no contest to a charge of operating while intoxicated and has issued a statement apologizing for his actions that led to his July arrest. Romo was arrested July 23rd during a traffic stop. CBS has placed him on leave. Romo said multiple back surgeries during his playing career left him in pain that led to a dependence on pain medication. He said his efforts to get off those medications led to an over-reliance on alcohol. With an update on sports, I am Phil Nee.